just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast
with Liv and Lucy and a bit of a special guest today. Mm. We have our friend B.
We've got B here today.
What's up, guys? Hi. How are you all?
All very exciting here. So we're doing a bit of a, what would you say this is, commando recording?
Yeah, this is like the raw dogs to end all raw dogs is what this is. Like, we have tried and failed with the travel mics. We have no fucking clue what we're doing. We are not the most tech savvy
of girls. Are just doing our goddamn best.
Doing our fucking best to try and get it out here this week. But we're jet lagged, we're in Italy, and I'm sipping an espresso martini, and what could possibly go wrong?
A lot, and it has, but we're powering through.
We're here. We're here.
We started, so we'll finish.
Amen. Exactly. Amen.
My motto.
Thank you, B.
He'll finish, but never mind.
Oh my God. Ayo. For those of you who didn't hear that was he'll finish.
I've started, so he'll finish.
There we go.
Fucking about it. And if he doesn't, out the door. Amazing. Out the door. That's the policy of the Living Loose podcast. Mm-hmm. Any hoozles.
Roster updates. Lucy, go.
Oh my God, guys. Okay. No penis has entered my vagina in the longest of times. I'm not going to lie. Mr. Wants a Wife has been on the scene a little bit. In a friendly manner.
A friendly manner, but what did he send you the other day, Lucy?
Look, so we all know Mr. Wants a Wife loves a motivational reel. And this was like within the ilk of the kind of reels my mum sends me to remind me I'm amazing.
Aww, yeah, your mum sounds the best.
She is. She does it often. I'm not going to lie. and it was basically like, thank you for the moments and memories that I'll cherish.
Goodbye. although we didn't end up together, I'll treasure our moments forever over like a montage of women in white dresses running through fields.
Literally.
Just the most nauseating shit you've ever seen.
I thought it was quite cute.
This is where he picked his audience though, because if somebody sent that to me, they would be blocked so fucking quickly.
Oh, look, I'm not into it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not into it at all. But I did think, like, oh, it's sweet. Also, we'll say that he gave me another bracelet.
And it's very, very pretty.
It's very cute and sweet. And so, yeah, Mance was doing the most. And
how many times did he threaten to take the bracelet back off you, though?
Within the same night, like 5 times.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't fucking want it anymore. And I tried to like throw it at him because I was just like, I don't want it if you don't want to give me it. And he was just like, no, it's fine. You just take it. And I was like, okay, thank you. Because also he was like, it was like a $2,000 bracelet.
Jesus, really?
I was like, well, I'll be keeping it.
This is going on.
I was like, I too will cherish those memories.
Oh my God. Anyway, oh my God. He sent you a lovely breakup reel, although it's the 18th time you guys have broken up.
Yeah, iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah. Was it Carolina sent me a message and she was just like, Lucy and Mr. Wants a Wife are the most toxic couple of 2024 and it's only March.
It's true.
So true.
It's so true. B, any roster updates for you, my love?
Well, yes and no. I don't really have a roster because I'm just starting out, recently single.
Yes. Freshly single. We love it.
Why are we single, B? And, you know, it's the most important thing that I want to know.
Why am I single? Well, Lucy, I had to take an antihistamine every time I saw my ex.
Literally allergic to her ex. But also, how was your nether regions admiration of this man?
drier than the Sahara.
And that's when you know. And that is when you know.
That is how you know.
No orgasms. No relationship. Like, just fuck's sake.
When you dread potentially sleeping with your boyfriend, that's when you know it's time to break up.
That's when you know it's not it. Yeah.
My toxic trait, though, is not giving up. Or not knowing when to give up. I keep going.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I keep going.
I'm a bit of a one of those as well, though, because I'm just like...
Well,
I'm
that
like,
explains Mr. Once a while.
Do you know what I mean? Me and Bri were, Emma, we were having this... Sorry, do you want... I'll edit it out. Anyway. My bad. Okay, so...
B and I.
Yeah, B and I. Also, I've been drinking wine all day, guys. This is where this is all coming from. Anywho, me and B were in bed last night. And we were talking about our, like, because we were, oh no, that was this morning when I was saying that sometimes you get, sorry.
God's been out.
Yes.
This is news to me. I don't know where this is going.
I was saying, you know, when you get stuck in a relationship because you're, like, my brain is always like, if I don't feel like butterflies, maybe it means they don't make me anxious. And therefore, maybe it means it's a healthy relationship. And so I should like stick it out and stay with it.
Got it.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
I was awake.
B was saying the same. Like people were saying to her, like, oh no, this is just a healthy response to a relationship.
It's just not toxic. This is why it feels different.
So then you like stick it out. And then actually it's because, no, you just didn't really give a fuck about them.
Sad times.
Just one of those. So broke up with your boyfriend and now you're freshly single.
I have met someone. I mean, he's a colleague, so I met him before. Ended up sleeping with him the other night, which was quite fun.
Yeah.
A little bit unexpected, but never mind. And then I've got an ex who's kind of still on the scene, still messaging me. We're going to call him Mr. Doesn't Want a Wife.
Oh, one of those.
Mr. Doesn't Want a Wife. And the colleague we're going to call him, we could call him Pitbull.
Okay.
Oh, why? Because he's Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Hey!
I love it. Oh my God. Brian, you came with these code names
ready to go. She was like, I'm going to be on Living Loose, man.
So Mr. Doesn't Want a Wife and I were sort of not together for 3-ish years.
Situationship.
Thought I was going to marry him. Still not convinced that I'm not.
This is how I honestly, I still feel this about my ex situation. Yeah, they get stuff on you.
Yeah, I mean, he is the love of my life.
Really?
I saw a psychic with Liv and she confirmed as much.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what did she say?
She said that I'd been waiting 2 years and it would be another 2 years because the numbers 2 and 4 kept coming up.
Uh-huh.
She told me that I was going to have 3 children, but one of them wouldn't be mine.
And he has a child already.
He does indeed, yes. What else did she say? She said that I was going to be really good friends with his ex-wife. And I already feel that. Like, I've never met her, but I kind of feel that
she's good vibes.
Yeah.
A good affiliation.
I would get on well with her. Mostly out of fear, more than anything else. But I would get on with her. you know.
I love that.
Fear brings us together.
It really does. Amazing.
And then Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull. Pitbull, yeah, not Mr. What, yeah, Pitbull.
Either or, really, at this point, yeah.
Well, we know who we're talking about. He was a bit of a surprise. We've been working together for a while. That kind of came out of left field when I broke up with my ex. But it was good, I can confirm.
Nice little palate cleanser then.
That was refreshing.
Ooh. We love to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to marry him.
Yay!
Well, we don't know.
We've got options.
We've got Pitbull. We've got Mr.
Doesn't want a wife.
Yeah.
Who else have we got? We've got no one else because I'm recently single. So why would there be anyone else?
The fact that you've been single for a few weeks and already have like two on the roster is so impressive because it's taken Lucy and I, 6 months of living together.
Not have a fucking roster.
I know. We started this podcast to be like, yeah, our rosters. And then we're just like tripping and fumbling all over these dicks and like not actually building a roster. It's quite shocking.
Yeah. The thing is, we started this podcast and you actually had a roster.
I had three on the go.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to get with it. I'm going to beat her if anything. You know what I mean? And then still like I'm here and I'm like, well, no fucking options. I message, what is it, Honey Sweetie Pie in London, fucking hates me, didn't reply. Like, I message Celibate Dude, I don't know if we've talked
about him. We haven't talked about Celibate Dude yet.
Okay.
Bring him back up for ghost stories.
Oh, yeah, because he's ghosted me too many times.
Yeah.
Too many.
He's a repeat offender.
Yeah. We'll come back, we'll circle back.
We'll circle back to Celibate Dude.
Can I admit something to you girls?
And the rest of Living
and the rest of, yeah.
Safe space.
When you started your podcast and when I started listening to it, that was my light bulb moment for I should be single. I want to be single. I would have more fun being single.
Wait, we're selling single life to you? You fucking kidding me? We're a fucking mess. That is,
yeah.
That's heartwarming, but why?
I feel like we saved her from a stale relationship, if anything.
Oh my God, honestly, thank God. Like, when you were with this guy, I had no idea about the lack of orgasms.
No.
I would never have been so supportive. You know that. You know me.
I know you. I know you in the orgasm gap.
It's atrocious. Passion closest to my heart, you know? Oh, it's like, let's close it up, guys. Loose. Let's close that orgasm. Anywho.
Amen.
I can vouch for Pitbull. He was relentless. He was not going to go to sleep until...
He had a mission. He was on one.
Good on Pitbull.
Yeah. Love him.
Pitbull. Oh.
Bless him. We need more men like that in the world, please.
Yeah, we really do.
We really do. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so should we move on to theme for the week?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do holiday...
Horrors.
Yes, just keeping in theme because we are currently sitting in a hotel room in Italy. Yeah. And so we're like, what can we talk about this week? Holiday stories.
Are you going to drink this espresso martini, by the way?
I can't reach it.
Do you want it? Or can I have like a little sip?
Have a sippy sip, baby.
Can I have a sippy sip?
Yeah, of course. It's been sitting there for a while. So I know. I don't have coffee.
It sends me crazy.
I've already had to vomit because gastric sleeve things. Oh. I had too much at lunch.
It's good. Shit in it. Do you want some?
Too much to eat. And so I've already had to vomit today.
Yeah.
So we were at lunch. Espresso martini is lining my stomach.
We were at lunch and we'd already had several wines because when in Italy, you know.
Drink the vino.
Exactly.
Primitivo.
And Liv was like, I can't possibly stomach another drink. And I was just like, well, then we should probably have an espresso martini because that doesn't count, right?
Exactly. So we came up to the room. I vomited. I've let my stomach settle. And now I'm lining it with espresso martini.
Before Amazing. We go out for dinner.
And health.
Health.
Yeah.
Anyway, so holiday horror stories. May I go first?
Oh, please. Please go first. Okay.
So let me set the scene. I'm 14. I'm in Bali.
I didn't know you were 14.
That makes it better or worse.
I know, neither. I know. Anyway, yeah, go on.
It's horrible. So 14, we're in Bali, and I go with my little brother, my little brother's best friend, my little brother's best friend's dad.
Was he hot, though?
I went, no.
Okay.
This feels so great. He's my kindergarten teacher. So this man's known me since I was 5. Yeah, okay. Don't even look at me like that. You're disgusting. So we go to Waterbum Park, which is a... water slide park, basically.
Like Wet n Wild kind of
Like vibes. Wet n Wild. Yeah. So I'm in a bikini and I go down a few water slides, it's fine. I'm struggling a bit because my bikini bottoms keep falling down.
Oh.
And so before I go down a water slide that's just like straight up and down, but like very, very, very steep, I sort of pull my bikini bottoms up just a little bit so that at least like if they're going to come down, they're not going to come down all the way.
So you're talking up the crevice of the
ass. Not that far.
Oh, okay, fine.
Let me tell a fucking story.
Sorry. I was really invested.
I just pulled them up. So they were meant to be like sit on your hips, but I pulled them like just slightly above the hip bone.
Because
I was like, okay, maybe like the bones will like, because I was skinny back then. Oh. Maybe like the bones will like keep them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Or at least like prevent them from falling so far down that my vagina's out. Because I'm 14, so I'm a bit shy about that.
Fair play.
And
not these days. Yeah. Link in bio to subscribe.
Fully. You're welcome. Anyway, so I go down the water slide and all I can think is this has worked too well because now my bikini bottoms are so far up my ass.
Oh no.
I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go to hospital. Like that's all I can think going down, like the few seconds it takes me to go down this water slide, I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Like water is everywhere. My bikini bottoms are so far up my ass. I think they're going to need pliers to take them out.
Stop.
Trip to the hospital.
I get out of the pool at the bottom of the water slide and I get up and I'm like, holy fuck, like pull my bikini bottoms out of my ass. And I see like things dripping down my leg. And I'm like, oh my God. And I look at my like brother's best friend's dad and I'm like, I think I'm bleeding, and he looks and he goes, that's not blood. The fucking water slide and my bikini bottoms gave me colonic.
Why pay for it?
I had shit and barley water slide water running down my fucking leg.
Oh my god.
I had to go to the bathroom. There was just shit and water and blood everywhere.
Oh, babe.
Anyway, so I've embarrassed myself a lot on holidays.
Yeah.
But that takes the cake.
Fuck me.
That's cake with icing on.
That's the chocolate mud cake with all the icing.
Let's not talk about mud cake in this instance.
I'm never gonna look at chocolate cake the same again.
You've ruined it.
Chocolate sauce. Oh my god, it was horrible.
Oh Jesus,
it was horrible. Bri, we did have a quick little discussion about holiday horror stories.
We did.
You have quite an epic holiday story. It didn't end in horror on holidays, although it did later.
Yes.
But should we talk about you and I? 2017.
Yeah.
We went to Cairns.
We did go to Cairns. I was visiting Liv in Australia. And while I was there, we decided to take a little road trip to Cairns. But not a road trip, we flew. What am I talking about?
I was going to say, how long does it take to drive that?
Too long.
Fair.
We flew.
On with your tail.
And when we were there, we decided to do some touristy things. Yes.
Mm. Bri just needs a little top up of mummy's juice, aka espresso martini. How did I tell that colonic story? This is what came out of my eyes.
Oh my god, Liv! Just fucking ruined it. Oh my god, I can't look at it that way. Oh. Give me some more. Okay.
It's got chunks in it.
Liv!
Oh, as if you were that dainty, Luce.
I know. To be fair, I'm like, I reckon there's more episodes we haven't talked about. No, there's more episodes we have talked about your bowels than there are we haven't.
Because they are a serious issue. Sorry.
They are,
Back to B. Yeah, and we went to Cairns and we decided to do some touristy things.
Like the waterfalls, the Great Barrier Reef. Beautiful. What else did we do? We did some horse riding, mm-hmm. which was around the sugarcane fields. And the rainforest.
You won't go horse riding with me.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, you said you wouldn't.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I want to go horse riding.
Can I go horse riding with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's go horse riding together.
Okay. Anywho's.
Okay, so we go on so the first day we're there, we go and do a Daintree rainforest excursion.
And Bri is quite chatty with the tour guide.
I don't know what it was. We locked eyes. He was not my usual type at all.
Actually a caveman.
Yeah.
But like went on holiday, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was properly feral.
Ooh.
he was not my usual type.
Ew.
But the moment I saw him, I was like, this gorilla is mine.
I want him.
Big respect. So therefore, I'm going to have him. So we spent all day around the rainforests. He put up with me, which is more than most.
He was quite delighted with you, I must say.
Yeah. He suggested, he was like, why don't you guys, girls, do the rainforest, the waterfall tours that I'm doing tomorrow? And I was like, nah, we've got the horses booked in. Sorry, mate, no can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horses come first.
Horses before...
We were fully booked.
Penises.
We were fully booked.
Yes, we were.
Anyhow, he did suggest a bar that we try.
Yes, and we did meet up that... The following night in the bar with him, we'd had a couple. Now, me on alcohol...
equals fun time, let me tell you. That's like half the reason you're on this podcast, babe. Anyways.
Brian doesn't need alcohol, though.
No, to be fair, B.
No. B doesn't.
We fought this so bad.
It's fine. She doesn't need alcohol. She's a good time girl. Yeah. But like...
When I've had... Even
one or two.
Yeah, not even one or two. Half a white wine spritz will do it. I am anyone's for the taking.
No, you are not. It's only if you like them. If it's like
I'm not. I'm not like a slut or someone. Well, maybe I don't know. No. But no,
if I am. I don't care.
anyone's like she's selective, but if she's into you, it's like
it's game on.
It's easier after half a white wine spritzer.
Absolutely. I'm very English. I'm very modest. I don't really show my feelings. So it does sometimes take half a white wine spritzer
to
push me over the edge and, you know, get there. Anyway, so we meet up at this bar. It closes after a couple of hours, as bars tend to do in the evening, you know, because they have lives, they have homes to get home to. Yeah. And he suggests he's got half a bottle of vodka at his house. Oh. And he suggests that we go back to his because he's got a dingo puppy. It was the dingo puppy that did it.
That would have me as well.
Dingo puppy. And he had a really cool
house.
Yeah. So we get in the back of his car and he's driving and we're driving up this mountain. And who did you compare it to?
Ivan Milat.
Yeah, that was it. You were like,
Australian serial killer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, oh, we're done for here, babe.
Yeah. I was thinking
and
that.
I had no idea who he was. But yeah, so we were both like 24, 25.
Yeah, we were
young.
He
was a good 30-something.
Yeah, so luckily we did get to a nice house. He had nice flatmates. It was quite all right.
It was.
We survived.
The swimming pool was absolutely next level elite. Mm.
Did you have your goggles with you, though?
have your floaties.
So... Aussie dude and I, whatever we're going to call
Aussie
him.
Aussie caveman
and nice. I went for a dip in, you know, it's like 11 or 12 at night or something. Liv was on the sofa with the puppy and I was just in the swimming pool with him, having a great time. But alas...
Nothing happened.
I had not had enough alcohol to... I've never made a first move on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have. Highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
You can teach me.
Yeah, I will.
I have much to learn. So we end the night and I'm feeling a little bit deflated. And we go back to our
hotel.
We go back to Sydney the next morning.
And the whole way home, the whole night back at the hotel, the whole way home, the whole next day at my house, we're just thinking, what the fuck happened?
I'm such a grump. I was like, where did this go wrong? Did I read the signals wrong?
Was he not into it?
Yeah, but then like why did he invite us around to his house?
Yeah, not possible, yeah.
So, what did you do, B?
I went and I sprained my ankle on a run. Thinking about him, actually. I was thinking about him and I was like, fuck, we're just like, nah, I've come all this way. I found a guy I really like. It's taken me halfway around the world to find a decent man. And I still can't, like, seal the deal with him. Sprain my ankle and decide that, you know, doctor's advice, keep your leg elevated. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I was going to do at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're back in Sydney.
Okay.
And she messages him.
Yeah.
Something to the effect of, hey, were you into me and just didn't make a move? Or did I read that wrong?
It was definitely Liv who created that message.
I would say big respect for that message. It was Liv. Yeah.
Obviously, it was Liv.
This is like another level of like, we don't let them ghost us. We need to know what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happened?
So he was like, yeah, how long are you in
Australia for?
I was like, well, I'm heading back to visit my, I had family that I was meant to be visiting as well. Heading back to visit them, and then I'm going home. So you kind of missed your chance, mate. He was like, nice. Well, I'm on days off now, so fly back up to Cairns and have a couple of days with me.
Stop.
So I flew back up to Cairns.
I'm scared. Go on.
And had a couple of days with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Uber drive from the airport to his house, he wasn't there. He was at work on that day. Yeah. So his housemate had to let me in. His housemate, who I'd met like once. Like, what? How is that normal that you're just like, hey, dude, yeah. So this chick who has just flown 3 hours to see me, she's going to be staying with us for a couple of nights. How is that normal?
It's actually not that weird for Australia.
Really?
Well, because it's so far and people like come over and visit and things like that. So that's not the abnormal part.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, I would have been like, pick me up from the airport. But yeah, go
working.
On. I mean, call in sick. Like, do you know what I mean? And this is why I'm single. Do you know? Anyways, on with your tale.
So I arrived at his house. I waited for him. He got home. We started making pasta. And we never ate pasta because we were on each other. Mm-hmm. And
nice.
In the bedroom. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it good?
At the time.
At the time, it was good. Okay. At the time, it was one of the best that I've had. Okay. But I have to admit, I've had better since.
Yeah. Good, good. That's what we need.
As it should happen as we get older.
Our trajectory should be going up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have to go back to the UK because I've got work to get back to. So I fly back to the UK via Libs, obviously. And the morning I land, I'm feeling really upset, really sad, and we're messaging. And he's like, well, why don't you move over? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why don't I do that? That's a really good idea. I'll quit my job, I'll get a visa, and I'll move over to Australia.
Are you serious or joking right now?
Dead serious.
Oh, dead serious.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay,
I'd met this guy twice. I you know, I don't know how many hours I'd spent with him, but it weren't that many.
Yeah. Jesus. And okay. So
I had my own business at the time. I closed that up. I got my visa.
Oh my God.
I kind of had a job lined up for when I was over there. And things evolved between the two of us. I was originally like, right, I'm going to get my own place over there. I'm going to do the work and holiday visa.
Mm-hmm.
And things, we just got closer and closer and closer. And eventually we're like, right, we're looking at houses to buy together at
what
one point.
What the fuck?
And then 3 or 4 days later, the day before Valentine's Day, out of the blue, he dumps me via Facebook Messenger.
Not with the Facebook Messenger!
Facebook Messenger, day before Valentine's
what
Day.
What the fuck? Why? What?
To be honest with you, I still don't really know.
Still don't know.
We still don't know. And it's, you know, it's one of great life's great mysteries we will never find the answer to.
Oh my God, though.
And it absolutely destroyed me.
Oh,
I had,
really?
I was planning, it was like my future. I was like, right, this is what I'm going to do. Obviously, I was going to marry this guy because every guy I'm involved with, I'm going to marry.
Of course.
Because what's the point in thinking any other?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was going to marry this guy. I was going to have his babies. Jeez. We were doing this quiz type thing. I can't remember. It was one of those Facebook quizzes at the time. Where,
oh, I used to enjoy those. Yeah, they were very fun.
Mm. And And so that was a bit of a holiday romance gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely destroyed me for a good few years, actually. Yeah. I was destitute, absolutely destitute. In fact, it might have been a whole year later that I had another holiday romance fail, but got under someone to get over him. And it was Valentine's Day, exactly a year. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. It works. Yeah. Okay.
It works. Oh, be proud of you.
But yeah. On that same holiday that I met Aussie Caveman, I met Stage 5 Clinger.
Wait, no, who's
Stage 5 Clinger?
I think this is how, or like a contributing factor. So my mum likes to joke that B only gets laid when I'm around.
It's true.
It's no longer true, but it was for a while. So when she, I had no confidence. I just like to gently push you.
You're
to
the best wingman ever.
No, to be fair, she is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Liv's mom also says that I have a disease that I see a man and my pants fall down. She's not wrong at all. I know. I was like, okay. I feel understood seen. And yeah.
Just in defense, she stole that joke from my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bri's Stage 5 Clinger story. So when she first got to Australia, we went out and, was this Tinder?
This is Tinder.
So Bri went out on a little Tinder date in my hometown in Terrigal. Oh,
so bad.
Oh my God. Did you have all this teeth though?
It's lucky to find a man with all his teeth on the Central Coast.
It was just me and him. You were at work. Mm-hmm. You very kindly offered to drop me off and pick me up. Mm-hmm. And I still remember this. When you picked me up, I was like, right, I've got to go. My friend's here. And Liv was like, you can bring him back if you like. And I was kind of thinking, not really, no. And I did anyway.
Why not?
Then your mum bought us Chinese. We spent the night together and we had some of the worst sex I've ever had in my life. Oh, so it was really, really cringe. It still sticks out in my head. After having sex, he got in Liv's bed. Liv wasn't there, by the way, just to clarify. In Liv's bed. It actually might have been your brother's bed.
Yeah, something to that effect.
In someone's bed.
Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tommy. He doesn't listen to this anyway, does he?
No, absolutely not, no.
So he gets some toilet roll and he wipes me like a kid.
Oh,
what?
Like, wipes you like a baby, like
yeah.
Changing a baby's nappy.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm shocked. I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then in the morning, Liv's mum makes him breakfast and drives him home.
Oh my God. What a team player.
The Fraser family are a special breed.
Absolutely.
They need to be protected at all costs.
And then my dad proceeded to call you Top Shagger for the rest of your holiday.
Love Machine.
Love Machine for the rest of your holiday.
Also Top Shagger though.
I felt so embarrassed.
No, that's iconic.
Who brings a strange man home to their friend's parents' house?
A top shagger.
A top shagger does.
Obviously.
The love machine does.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it.
So it was an eventful holiday.
It was a great holiday.
Oh my God.
You know what? It was a great holiday for me. I thoroughly enjoyed watching all your escapades.
Yeah, I know you did.
It was great. It was a little lifeline.
At the time, though, you were in a stable, steady relationship. So I think you needed to get your buzzes from other people's fuck-ups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was with
Tobes. Tell me about it. How do you think I was living together once? She thrives on my instability.
Wait, no, that makes me sound like I need everyone around me to be as unstable as I am.
I think it just
great minds think alike.
Yeah, I think you're like vicariously living through us when you're not in that place yourself.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah,
no. I just encourage, oopsies, water bottle down. Yeah. I just encourage the fun. Like, God, okay.
Yeah, you're like the opposite of the fun, please.
I know, I just encourage bad behaviour and it brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, Luz, have you thought of any holiday horror stories?
I have a holiday horror story. Unfortunately, spoiler alert, does not involve a penis.
Oh, mine.
Yeah, I know. It was actually quite shocking behaviour for me. Yeah, okay, so I was once on a work trip, and it was the last time I was living in Australia. I got sent to Kuala Lumpur with this other model who, I think at the time I was like 21 and she was 19.
Yeah.
So I got like, because also I'd worked for this brand in Kuala Lumpur previously with another model. So this was like my second time going. So I got like, this whole trip was prefaced with like, okay, look after the newbie, like look after the baby model. And I was just like, I got this. Like I'm responsible. I can be responsible. Let's do this. So anyway, we like meet at the airport. It's a fucking 9-hour flight. And they don't have like any in-flight entertainment. I didn't know this and I didn't have anything on me. So I was just like, fuck. You know, you just sat next to someone you've just met and you're like, oh my God, like 9 hours of this. Like, I'd rather just like be on a different flight. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, we got on well, thank God. It was great. We hit it off. It was fantastic. So then we stay in the hotel. Next day, we've got the shoot or whatever. And then normally this brand would like give us an extra day to like explore because like, you know, it's like quite far, like you might want to see a bit of Kuala Lumpur or whatever. And because I had like another job, like literally as soon as we landed, when we got back, we had to like cut it short. So we only had this night after the shoot to like see Kuala Lumpur. And then we had to be on a flight first thing the next day. So I was just like, I felt bad because I was like, this is my fault. So like, I need to make sure we have a fucking banging night. So we're at the shoot and we're like, okay, where do we go for like drinks? We want like the best experience tonight or whatever. So we go, they send us to this bar and it was like in a skyscraper. So we go to like the top level, we're having drinks, whatever. And the views are amazing. So we're like taking photos out the windows and stuff. So then the bartender comes over and he's just like, do you guys want to go up to the helipad? And we were like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, duh. So they take us up to the helipad and it's literally right in front of like, you know, the Malaysian Twin Towers. I don't know what they're called.
No, but okay.
It's like those two towers and there's like a bridge across them. Mm-hmm. And so we're like sat in front of there, like our wine's waiting for us when we get there. But it is literally a helipad on top of this skyscraper and there is like no barrier.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, it was literally like a little rope. And we were like, my God. So anyway, we got pissed. Like we got absolutely shit faced. And also in Malaysia, you can get these cigarettes where they like, so it's like a normal cigarette and then you can pop it for menthol or you can pop it for grape.
Lisa, oh, I'm so scared to hear this story.
It was delicious. Anyway.
Dear God.
So we're having all these cigarettes, we're having all these drinks. It's amazing. Don't worry, we come off the helipad safely.
Thank fuck.
We descend. We're good. I'm so sorry. Okay, so we're good. Yep. So they also told me about this like app that's like Uber for like taxis and stuff, right? So I was just like, after we'd had our drinks, had a fun night or whatever, we were like, we should probably go back to the hotel. So I order us a taxi on this app. And it's like Uber, but you have to pay for it in cash. So we like order it And then we get near to the hotel and I'm like, fuck, I don't actually have any cash. So the taxi driver or whatever was like, okay, it's fine. We'll go to this service station. You can get cash out there. But the service station was shut and it just had like a little like window. So the guy was like, and the cash point was inside. And the guy was like, so I get out the taxi and I leave the other model in the taxi with like my bags, which bear in mind has like my passport, everything in it. And I'm like at the counter talking to this guy and he was like, yeah, just give me your card and your PIN number and how much you want me to get that out and I'll get the money out for you. And I'm fucking pissed. So I'm like, yeah, sounds great. So I do that because it got so wrong. So I did that and that was like fine. Like he gives me the money or whatever and like shows him the receipt and stuff. Didn't take any money or anything. And yeah, but because this transaction was taking so long, the other model then had like gotten out of the car to like come see what was going on. So she comes out the car, like appears next to me and I'm like, where are the bags? And she's like, in the car. We like turn around, the car is gone. And we're like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? She was like, you looked stressed. Like I just wanted to get out, make sure you're okay. And I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's like, we have a flight in 5 hours and I don't have a passport, but it's fine. It's fine. So luckily, because I booked it on this app, I had his number. So I like, I'm ringing him. He picks up and he's just like, okay. He's like, yeah, I can bring your bags back, but I need like 300 ringgit or something like that. And I was like trying to work it out in my head. And then I couldn't because I was drunk. And I was just like, oh, you know what? Yes, fine, whatever. Like, whatever you need, just come back. So he comes back and he's like, yeah, like I need the fare and I need like 300 ringgit. I like worked out my phone and it was like 30 Australian dollars. And I was just like, okay, yeah, done. Done. So I like gave him it. He gave us our bags back. We were like, thank fuck. So then we like walked to the hotel from there because I was like, fuck this, we're not getting another taxi. And then we had like, by this point, we had like 4 hours until we had to leave for our flight. So we're just sitting like chain smoking out the window of the hotel thinking, this could have been so much worse. And I'm like over here like, yeah, I promised to look after this little baby model.
Oh my god.
I know. But it was funny. Lucy, in the end, it was funny.
That was very stressful to listen to.
It was stressful to experience, but now it's hilarious.
Fucking hell. Oh I know. My god.
I know. Holy be a model, shit. They say. See the world. See
the world. Look after this young model, Lucy.
My, so. I got this. Never trusted me again.
Oh my god. Fair. Totally fair. Holy shit. Okay. Oh my god. The skyscraper thing. You had me scared there for a minute.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. But yeah.
I'm glad. But
a mere trip and fall, though. Like, Jesus, you'd be dead. I know. Yeah.
You set it up like, oh, there's this baby model that I have to look out for. And then we're getting pissed on the top of a skyscraper with only like a little rope. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, is she alive?
Yeah, no, it was fine. Oh, it was all fine. Yeah. Oh, my honestly, God. Like a lot of things that have happened to me on work trips, I've been like, I am just so lucky because I'm definitely not responsible or like, I think I have more street smarts now, but that definitely came with experience, not because it was like ingrained in me.
It was there. Or yeah. Oh my god.
Like so much bad shit could have happened to me over the years. I've been so lucky.
Oh my god. Like, well, that's, I'm like, because I've always had to like run the show when I've gone on holidays with people. I've always been like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is how we're running it. Like I've always had to be in charge. And like I keep saying on this holiday, I'm like passenger princessing because it's like the first holiday I'm not in charge of. Like this, Italy is so like my mum's thing.
Yeah.
And like I'm just along for the ride. Like
here for the good times.
Here for the good times. And yeah. It's like, oh god, responsibility is not on me.
I have to say, you are a very good holiday planner. I speak from many live holiday experiences.
Really?
And yeah, no, she has an itinerary. She's got
it's usually color-coded. She's like
Mother Goose. She's got us all ducks lined in a row. I
wrangle everybody. Yeah. Control freak over here. Yeah. So when I say I'm passenger princessing this holiday, I do not say it lightly.
This is why we work though. This is like another of like our opposition moments. Mm-hmm. Like I'm such a let's just fucking wing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need somebody to like keep me grounded, you know? Mm-hmm. Nope. We are just the perfect couple, Liv. Just, I know. Like, wake up and admit it.
Just wait until we get to Scotland, and then it'll be like, right, we have to be here on this day, and we're going to do these, like, these selected activities, and you have to see this and that, and oh my God. Even though you technically, like, live there. But I'll show you.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, no, I still need, I need to be...
Wrangled.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wrangle me.
Okay, ghost stories, girls.
Woo!
Anything to, because we're 45 minutes in. What have we got?
Should I do celibate dude quickly?
Yeah.
And move on to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so celibate dude was basically one of our first nights out in Sydney this time around when I came. And we were at Beach Road Bondi. Big whoop. Not really.
Not really.
Anyways, I just saw this guy out of my eye who was like very much above the crowds.
Was he a spy? A guy out of your eye?
Oh, okay. Okay. He was just like 6'4" or something, and in amongst a crowd of 5'10ers. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, yes, ma'am. And then obviously because I can't talk to boys because I'm just like,
sorry, what are you like?
Like a winded donkey. So Liv was like, I got this. So she goes up to this guy and she literally just like points at him, points at me and is like, thumbs up. And he's like, So then we go over and start chatting to him, whatever. And we like, we're chatting for a bit. He was from like the north of England. So, you know, that gets me. And yeah, and then that was that. And we kind of like left. And then the other girls we were with were like, okay, let's go somewhere else. They were like, everyone here is basically a fetus. And I was just like, yeah, what's the problem? So we're like going to another bar. So I like go up to him and I'm just like, okay, we're leaving now. Do you want my number? And he was just like, yeah, fine. So I gave him my number. But then he was like messaging me all night. So we were trying to coordinate like him coming to meet us or whatever. And then it got to like, oh, we ended up in ARC on Oxford Street, the gay club. So fun.
It's the best.
So much fun. And then, yeah, like everyone was like leaving or whatever. But I'd already told him to like come meet me there. So I like hung back and like he showed up and we like met. And by this point, it's like 2, 3 a.m. or something. And I was like, do you want to go for a drink somewhere else? Or do you want to go have a cup of tea at my hotel?
It's always the tea.
Isn't it?
I've got a good tea story.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
So he was like, oh yeah, like I don't really drink, so like I can drive us. And I was just like, okay, weird, but let's do it. So he like drives us to our hotel, to my hotel. Like we literally have a cup of tea and chat till like 6 a.m. And then
speaking the language.
Right? And then he stays over. And it was weird. Like I just got like a last minute cheap hotel room. So it was like twin beds. And I was like, I don't really care. So like, whatever, it's fine. So then we like go to bed and he's just like, oh, do you think we can like push our beds together and cuddle? I was just like, bless your wee heart, child. So yeah, we did that. And then he was just like, oh, by the way, I'm celibate. And I was like, excuse me, I don't comprehend.
Je ne comprends pas.
And yeah, so he was like, oh yeah, it's like, because he was an athlete. He was like, it's best for my testosterone levels. Like I also just like don't want to deal with like the head fuckery of like dating and shit. And I was just like, okay, whatever, like we'll just cuddle. But then he gets a bit handsy and we get a bit heated and it gets a bit anywho's the hands wander, you know what I'm saying. And that's that. And then the next day he leaves and he's like, oh, like can we hang out again or whatever. And I was going back to Melbourne. And I thought I was, like, going to stay in Melbourne. So I was just like, yeah, like, I don't know. I'll let you know when I'm next in Sydney or whatever. Turns out I was back in Melbourne for, like, a week. And I was like, fuck this. I want to move to Sydney. So Then I came back to Sydney and I sent him the Arnold Schwarzenegger gif of I'm back, because that's quite adorable. And he did appreciate it. And yeah, and then basically he like, we chatted for a bit and then he ghosted me for like a month and then was like, and then came back and was just like, oh, how is the house hunting going? And I'm like, well, I should fucking hope I've got a house by now. Otherwise, it'd be on the streets. Do you know what I mean?
I've got a snail.
Yeah. So then, like, that was that. And then, I don't know, it's been one of these things where we, like, message each other. He always, like, drunk messages me. Or, like, I don't even know if he's drunk. It's just at, like, all drunken hours of the day. Yeah. But then sometimes it's in the morning. Like, one day he messaged me, like, 8 a.m. being like, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, excuse me? Like, I don't it's understand. Odd. Anyway, it's very
je ne
odd.
Sais pas.
Yeah, it's weird. Weird vibes. And especially if he's not looking for a shag. Anyway, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
So that's kind of that, to be honest. He did say I was the closest he'd ever gotten to breaking his celibacy.
Ooh,
which I will take. Luke, I will take. That is. You know
that's
what I mean?
A badge of honour.
And I'm thanking these girls up here, these lovely ladies. I'm referring to my breasts for the sake of the podcast.
And your peachy behind?
No, it was an ironing board, babe.
It's peachy.
I go straight from back to thigh.
Well, your ass is what dreams are made of for me.
Thank you so much.
That's
what
really
I needed to hear.
I make
today.
So much fun of her for it.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I love your bottom.
It doesn't
it's very
exist,
cute.
Babe.
No,
but,
it's very cute.
But it's all right because we've got these.
Yeah.
Referring and to my breasts once more.
The golden pussy.
The golden pussy. How could one ever complain with the golden pussy mm-hmm. on display? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's me really.
That's
the ghost
story
yeah. that never went anywhere. Yeah.
Well, it's like a perpetual zombie.
It really was, yeah.
And it still goes on.
But to be fair, like, he's fucking gorgeous, which is the only reason I put up with it. And he had quite good crack in, like, a slightly autistic manner.
That's okay, that's
I
okay.
I can say that, because I love autistic people, but,
you
yeah.
love, you love a spectrum.
I love a spectrum. It's I'm great. Somewhere on it, I'm sure
oh,
of it.
Oh, we all are.
I'm further along than this.
Oh, my God, we all are. Yeah,
anyway.
Great.
Any more ghost stories amongst the group?
Bri, do you want to go?
I remembered a cracking one, actually.
Oh,
so,
go.
I went speed dating once by myself.
I want to do that so... Oh, by yourself?
Always wanted to go.
By myself.
That's
and
bold.
I don't mean to blow my own trumpet here, but yeah. It was one of those ones where you find out who likes you the next day. You do it all online. You say if you wanted to see them again or not.
Yeah.
Out of 21 guys...
Yeah.
One didn't show up, and I got 20 would like to see again.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
That was, in my head, that's a full
girl.
House.
That is a full house.
That really is a full
literally
house.
It literally is.
Anyway, met this guy. Don't know what to call him. We'll think of a name later.
Yeah, it'll come out in the wash.
Yeah, think of a name later. And got to talking with him, went out for a drink, got his number. Said my goodbyes, went on my merry way, and went on a first date with him. On this first date, now this is a bit of a prolonged ghost story, but I'm just setting the scene for you. On this first date, we went to this trendy wine bar.
Love.
He was hungry, so he ordered a pizza. We could call him Pizza Guy, although we've got a pizza guy.
We've got sexy pizza.
This was not a sexy pizza. Maybe this is unsexy pizza. Like, you've got Mr. Wants a Wife, I've got Mr. Doesn't Want a Wife. You've got sexy pizza, I've got very unsexy pizza.
Let's go unsexy pizza.
Unsexy pizza. So, he orders a pizza and he has about half of it. The kitchen stops serving. And the guys on the next table have been looking at his half pizza for the past, like, 15, 20 minutes. You know, like, hungry lions viewing a pack of wildebeest. And they say to him after, yeah, it was about 20 minutes, Grace. They said, look, mate, kitchen stopped serving. There's nowhere around here for us to eat any food. We're absolutely starving. Can we buy your half pizza from you? It might not even
desperate
have been a half
measures.
Pizza. I think it might have been like a third of a pizza. Anyway, so he says, yeah, sure. How much do you want for it? And how much are you paying me for it, rather? And in my head, I was like, well, it's food that he's not going to eat. Why isn't he just saying, if you're that desperate for my pizza,
just have it.
You can have my pizza.
Just have it, yeah. Just it's have going my to waste. Big,
stingy pizza.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they're taken aback because they were not expecting that response. They were thinking like me, like, he's not going to eat it. It's been sat there for 20 minutes. Just give us the pizza. Anyway, so he charged them per slice. And
inflation.
Two of them didn't have any cash on them. And they didn't have any cash on them because they weren't expecting him to say, yes, you can buy my pizza from me.
Yeah, duh.
So
my scraps, peasants.
Yeah.
So they bought us two shots of tequila for the pizza.
Nice.
Anyway, he got a second date. He may even have got a third date, but on whatever date it was that we sealed the deal, I stayed over at his. I don't even know if we did seal the deal, you know? I'll explain and then you can let me know what you think. Mm-hmm. We were in bed and I was going down on him.
Like a champ.
And this ties into what I said at the beginning, actually. I wasn't even thinking of the scenario when I said it, but mm-hmm. in my mind, I started so he will finish.
Yeah.
An hour and 45 minutes later, and I know because there was a clock above his bed and I was tired, that's how long I was giving him a blowjob for.
I've seized up.
And then, I mean, it was painful.
Yeah.
Painful at this point. He fluctuates between being hard and not. And anyway, he's like, right, I'm going to come. And he comes on my leg. And he says to me afterwards, he's like, did I get it in? And I was like, I want to be nice to you and say, but I don't want to lie. So I was like, yeah, I think so. Knowing full well, no, he didn't. Anyway, that's fine. I get ready for bed. We cuddle. We have a very nice sleep. Wake up in the morning. We kiss on the train. We both get the train. He goes off to work. I go back home. We kiss on the train. And it's like, yeah, this is quite nice. Okay, it was a false start last night. Mm-hmm. But as with anything, it can only get better. It can only get up.
Only up from here.
Only up from here. And I didn't hear from him. And I didn't hear from him. And I didn't hear from him. And I didn't hear from him.
For how long?
3 weeks.
Rude.
And by about 1 week, I was like, he's ghosted me. He's ghosted me. Anyway, he did. So yeah, I consider that to be a ghosting. After
yeah, that's too
3 weeks.
Much. Yeah.
He eventually got back to me. He was like, the usual excuse. I've been slammed my end. Nice meeting you. But I didn't think there was any chemistry.
Do you know what you should have said?
What?
Do you know what hasn't been slammed? My end! What a dick!
What a dick.
And he never reciprocated. There was nothing for me in that.
Oh my God. Lucy's going to be out for blood.
This is not okay. This is, do you know what? This is why we need feminism.
Exactly. For no other reason.
Literally. This is why I'm not going down on you until you've shown me what you can do. Because this isn't a charity out here. This is a demolishing of the patriarchy.
Right.
Is what it is.
You're a better soldier than us because he would have not had the chance to jizz on our legs.
No.
With the pizza gate.
Nobody else would have given him a second date after that.
Bless you're just your too heart. Charitable.
Too good for this.
Too good.
World,
too
yeah.
good. Too charitable.
Well, damn.
Well, goddamn. So my ghost story of the day.
Oh yeah.
So I made a friend last year.
Mm.
Yeah, and went on a few dates, hung out heaps. He came to some events with me.
Me trying to work out who this is in my head.
I think
yeah,
I
go
know.
On.
Eyebrows?
Yeah,
eyebrows.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
So sweet. So lovely. Yeah. Haven't spoken for a while. Like, ran into him at an event at the end of last year that I was attending. I was going with another guy who wasn't there yet when I ran into him at the event. So it was just like a really polite, like, hi, how are you going? Like, good to see you. Oh my God, haven't seen you for so long. It's lovely. It's lovely, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know, it was just like a little bit awkward. Like he sort of like was like, oh, I'm going to go in, like, see you. I was like, okay, bye. Like, I don't, it was odd for no reason.
Yeah.
And the other day I was on Instagram and I was like, oh, I should like, what's, I like, somebody had liked one of my old photos that I'd posted with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, that's a bit, like, that's from the, like, it's not in the archives, but it's, like, deep in my Instagram. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, that photo, how cute. Looked at it, and his tag had been removed.
Oh.
Like, oh. Okay. And then I remembered that I had messaged him after that event, and I was like, hey, like, really good seeing you, and he'd never responded. And I was like, didn't respond to my text back in November. Now that tag's removed, what's going on? And I'm blocked.
No!
Blocked?
I'm blocked on Instagram. I'm blocked on TikTok.
And Eyebrows was a friend as well.
He was lovely. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what did I do?
I am shook.
I know. I'm like, what did I do?
Oh my God. Wait, so when did you discover this?
Last week.
Do you think he's got a girlfriend and he's bugging out that he doesn't want to be like, he doesn't want
to, I don't know.
Do you think this podcast is ruining our sex lives? Everyone's scared. They're running scared.
Honestly, like, there is, I can't think of what I've done because
a block is extreme. A block is like, very hit extreme. Me with an unfollow. Nothing. Like, I won't take that personally. A block?
Yeah.
You basically are attacking me. Yeah. Like,
I'm like, what did I do? I don't understand. Because I've never, like, I don't have any bad words to say about him. I think he's so lovely.
Yeah.
And just, you know, good, like, good at everything. Like, I've been nothing but, like, a hype man for this guy. Like, I still listen to his music. And
spoiler, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
That's insane.
So anyway, that's a mystery. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it, but
fuck.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a dick.
Anyway, I think that's us. We've got to wrap up now.
Yeah.
But
probably.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry if the sound quality is not there on this. We have tried our best.
We tried
so hard with sound quality, etc., etc. So we will work on it in the next week. But
yeah.
Anyway, thank you, B, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. Just some of the best stories
I think we've had. I know. Like, knowing that there's so many more as well.
I know, we haven't even scratched the surface.
No.
Okay, guys, please remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify and
leave us nice reviews and stuff.
Anyway, thank you guys. Love you.
Thank you. Bye.